Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, Managing Editor at eBizQ. Today, I'm speaking with Daniel Ocker, who is the Senior Manager for Worldwide Marketing and Solutions Group of Sybase. Dan, thanks for joining me today on the call.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
I understand Sybase recently had an announcement. Can you tell me what's new with that?
Yeah, that's right, Jessica. This week at CTIA, we announced the Sybase Operator Analytics 365 solution, which is our first hosted analytics offering.
Great. Now, my first question is, with mobile messaging continuing to soar, mobile operators will require more insight into their network. So can you tell me how predictive analytics helps with this?
Sure, absolutely. Well, mobile operators currently have access to data about traffic that flows across their home network. Although I have to say they don't always have the means to get at that data, they do have access to it. But as we're all aware, our world is increasingly interconnected, and a growing proportion of operators' core business actually occurs outside of the home network. For instance, when a user sends an SMS to a friend or a family member overseas, it goes off the home network and to another carrier. So what's happening is that an increasing amount of the carrier's core business operations are actually happening off network.
Yes, it's true. And you mentioned that in a recent briefing we had last week. And one other thing you mentioned also was what you called the democratization of data. Can you explain what you mean by this?
So, you know, until recently, corporate data has been locked up in secure data warehouses. And only a select group of IT professionals have had access and the skills and the tools, the security clearance to get at the data. Now, what this has meant in the past is that decision makers need to go through a human gatekeeper, a human intermediary, to get the information that they need to make decisions. So when I use the term democratization of data, what I'm referring to is the emerging paradigm whereby decision makers now have direct access to tools that let them make better decisions more quickly. Okay, and this is really enabled by new analytics and business intelligence tools that provide secure, easy-to-use user interfaces and extremely fast analytics on the back end to run queries very quickly. So in essence, the democratization of data refers to the fact that you no longer need to know SQL coding in order to access mission-critical data.
Right. Now, speaking of new BI tools, can you tell me what changes have been made to the technology that makes it accessible to users outside of IT? And how would this compare to working through an IT department to run data analytics?
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's a convergence of technologies right now. One of them is around analytics and extremely fast analytics databases that are optimized for analytics, like the Sybase IQ15.1 analytics server allows queries to run up to 100 times faster than a standard row-based database. So what that really means is that queries run in seconds as opposed to minutes or hours. So you really get very fast response times. There's another trend is that better and better business intelligence tools provide very easy-to-use interfaces. So in the case of the operator analytics solution, what we've done is create a point-and-click solution whereby you can do very complex multivariable queries simply by dragging and dropping and making selections within the UI. You don't have to know SQL code. So that means that you don't need a specialized skill set to get at the data in the database. And then the last piece of that is we have better user administration tools, which means that we can now provide the security and the levels of access to individual users to make sure that the data stays secure. So really, two things that are important here in terms of supporting decision making. The first is that you need real-time access, so access to what's going on currently in your business. That enables you to respond much more quickly. So the real-time piece is important for quick response. The second piece is a historical analysis so that you can do diagnostics, you can do data mining, trend analysis. That really lets you go back and dig deep into your company data and pull out useful information for more of that trend analysis and information on what's going on in the business over time.
Right, that definitely makes sense. So specifically, what kind of benefits can organizations see when they put analytics in the hands of, say, C-level executives and managers outside of IT?
Right. So this is, I mean, what this is really about is decision support. And what I mean by that is, well, when I was in business school, we would do Harvard Business School cases, and it, a lot of times the supporting documents and the appendices behind that Harvard Business School case ended up being much longer than the case itself. You need data to make good decisions, and you need information to make decisions. And so the decision makers are not just C-level, actually. There's a lot of people throughout the business, line of business people, operations people, who are making decisions on a daily basis. And if we can get better information into their hands more quickly, that allows them to make better decisions on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. Now, Dan, how does the ability to more easily access data impact a company's business results, and what are the benefits? What kind of new insights can companies gain by putting analytics directly into the hands of operational managers?
Right. So this is where the rubber hits the road. So for carriers, for our operator customers, it's really all about quality of service and cost control. Operators are moving from sort of the wild west of new customer acquisition into a more mature business model where there are new services, but it's really moved into maintaining their customer base, ensuring that their existing services, that they're controlling costs. And all of that requires better decision-making up and down the chain. So I'll give you one example. The operator analytics solution has a very significant impact for the carriers in terms of controlling costs by allowing them to reduce the number of calls that come into their customer service center, into their call center. We did a study whereby we found out that customer service calls cost on an average about $25 to $35 per incident. I ran a business model with one of our Tier 2 carriers and figured out if they can reduce those customer service calls by just 10%, they can save almost $800,000 a year. So providing better insight into the network, providing new information about network health and utilization, and responding more quickly to network issues, all of those create a feedback loop into reducing customer service costs. And that's how a solution like Operator Analytics, which is a hosted solution, there's no upfront capital expenses, it's a subscription-based service that gives a tool very quickly into the hands of the operational decision makers that impact that cost on the bottom line for the carriers.
This is a very clear example. Dan, thanks so much for talking to EbizQ today on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.